Blog Talk Radio.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it my way. At my fill, my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, oh no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to the show, Journey into the Light. We are live here on a Wednesday. I'm going to be getting here the lot of going on here. The chat room open. You guys hop on in there. If you want to get especially in, one of the first callers, hop on in the chat room. Put in your area code and first name. As we have three psychic mediums coming your way tonight for readings. That's right, psychic readings. So dial on in, 347-884-8245 is the number. And tonight we're having on the show, as I said, we'll have three readers for you tonight. And we're going to have on the show here, Reverend Barbara Stravinsky from Salem, Massachusetts. You all knew that, right? Carol Adams will be joining us as well. And my producer, Bonnie, is going to be joining us as well. She's a psychic medium, as Reverend Lynn had a prior engagement. So we're going to keep it triple staffed and all three ladies taking your calls. So what will happen is, folks, is have one specific question ready, okay? One specific question ready, and then we will rotate between the readers. They'll take turns, and the one of them will answer your question mainly, and then if the other two have anything quick to add into there, they will, and then we'll go on to the next call because we want to help as many people as possible tonight, okay? All right, so you guys call on in, 347-884-8245. Next hour, Lisa Zayas will be here, psychic medium. So let's welcome to the show. Let's bring on all three ladies, Reverend Barbara Stravinsky from Salem. Hello, Barbara.
Hello.
And Carol Adams. Hey, Carol.
Hi, Mike. And hi, listeners.
And let's welcome Bonnie to the show. Hey, Bonnie.
Hi, Michael. Hi, ladies. Hi, Bonnie. Welcome.
Thank you.
You're joining the clan here tonight, Bonnie.
Thank you. Very good company.
Yes, that's for sure.
Well, maybe no. Well, we don't know about that. Just kidding.
All right. You ladies ready to start for the first caller?
Yes.
Yep, I am.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Who are we going to start with? Which lady wants? Which one do you want to go first?
Doesn't matter.
You guys are so nice. All right.
Well, let's start with you. Your letter is at B. You want to start?
All right. We'll start with Barbara. All right. So let's go to our first caller. We're going to bring in my dear friend to the show from Georgia. This is Melvin. Hey, Melvin.
Hey, Michael. How are you tonight?
Hey, doing good. I'm glad you called in. You're with Reverend Barbara.
Okay.
Hi,
thank you.
Melvin.
Hi, Reverend Barbara. My question is just, I just want, like last year, I filed my taxes, and I had a little difficulties. I had to send some papers in. But this year, I'm going to file this week. Do you see any difficulties me getting my tax refund?
No, I really don't, because you're getting it in on time, and you know what you had to do from last year, so you won't be doing that again.
Okay.
And it's going to be a pretty sufficient amount of money, too.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Okay. So it still takes like a year, couple weeks after I file?
Oh, yeah. I think it takes something like two. Well, it depends on how quick you get it in, dear. That's the whole trick of it all. If you get it in right straight away, of course, you'll get it back sooner.
Okay.
Is yours a short form?
Yes,
or
ma'am.
Long form,
uh-huh.
Short form.
Sure.
So usually they go right through real fast, and you get it back within, I would say, about 3 to 4 weeks.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Good luck. Thank you for calling.
All right. Thank you, Michael.
All right. Take care, Melvin. Love you.
All right. Take care. All right. Bye-bye.
All righty. Okay, let's go to our next call then. Area code 415. We'll go with Carol next here on the show. Welcome. Can we get your first name, Bay Area?
Yes. Hi, this is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. And how can I help you, Catherine? If you want to give me your birthday first, I want to connect to your energy.
922.
And the year?
69.
9/22/69, Catherine. You're in a beautiful city, by the way. Beautiful city.
Yeah.
9/22/69. Okay, how can I help you, Catherine?
I have things happening. I mean, I've had a lot of social invitations in February, which is nice. Friends
right.
coming to visit, more than usual, which is great. Because I'm new here, so things
mm-hmm.
are finally happening. And an offer to meet friends in L.A.
Right.
But financially, I'm not really in the best month to do all that stuff. So it's not a lot of work this month of February. So anything about the trip to L.A., or will new money, a new job or new money come in that I can, you know, allow me to do these fun things?
Okay, so I'm presuming you're working now, correct, with your friends?
Yeah.
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 All right. I think the whole key with you is you have Capricorn in your Mars, and that's all about going up the ladder in life, you know, so I'm not surprised you even asked the question. I think it's really important for your energy, as you know, to keep going up the ladder step by step, quality, 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 and to be recognized, appreciated. Your Venus is in Leo, you know, wherever you're going to work. So you have actually a very flowing birthday. It's light, and yet it's also grounded. So I think things will come to you the way you want it to be, because I think also you have an analytical mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to help things. I'm trying to understand what it is. Do you have a fear of something, or anxious, or what? What is the root of your emotion?
I don't have the money to do these things that people are asking me to meet them.
Okay, that's it. That's it. Okay. Even though you don't have the money to meet them, doesn't mean that you're expected to do it. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Well, they might expect you to do it, but doesn't mean you have to be loyal to do it. Maybe there's a lesson behind that. In other words,
you mean don't meet them?
What is that?
You're saying don't meet them?
No, I'm not saying
not expected to do what?
Not what you just said with the funds. In other words, throw out the funds, because you just keep concentrating on your job situation.
Okay.
And not. In other words, I'm not saying not to meet them, but maybe not to be too, as concerned about the finances with it. This is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Okay. Do any of you ladies want to?
Well, I got that some things will be pushed off that you're stressing over. Those things will get pushed off. But also
okay.
that money that you're not expecting might show up, so that the things that you are supposed to do will happen. So I think you
right.
just need to be open and go one event at a time and,
right.
and see
okay.
if the door opens or not. But thing that you're really stressing about, that may be something that will get put off until you're in a slightly better position.
Got it. Okay. Sounds great. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks for your call. That was Bonnie there. So people, so any ladies, come on, if you would, let them know who you are. So that'd be good. So before we go to our next call, why don't we go around the table here and give out your contact information here. Barbara, do you want to go first? how people can reach you.
Yeah, I am Reverend Barbara Safransky. I have a business in Salem, Massachusetts called Angelica of the Angels, where we do readings and aura pictures and healings. And I have, I'm a teacher, I'm an author. I've been in the business a long, long time. The number is too long now, I guess. The number is 978-745-9355.
Okay, Carol?
And my name is Carol Adams, and I'm the author of The Awakening of Friendship. And the way I best connect to somebody is with their total birthday, the day, the month, and the year. And within a couple seconds, I can see what's going on. I use the tarot cards. The tarot cards to me is really symbols. Carl Jung used to talk about that a lot. They're symbolic images. I also channel. I do automatic handwriting, which I encourage people to do if they want to speak to a spirit on the on the other side. And but basically, you know, I have more tools. But just like the lady that just called, I think the root of any question or to get to the answer is really to get to the emotional aspect. What is driving the question? And once we can get to the emotion, then we can kind of like mend some wounds and hopefully go forward. So my private sessions are definitely geared to going forward with each step of our lives. And sometimes we just get blocked, and that's okay. It's just a matter of catching it and then just be walking confidently with the next step. And people
okay.
can get me at intuitivecarol@gmail.com. My phone number is 718-637-3203. And if you want to get a little bit of a bio, you know, about me, it's theawakeningoffriendship.com.
Okay, very good. And Bonnie, do you want to let folks know how they can reach you?
Sure. I have a website. It's mysticcat11@wixsite.com. Which is M-Y-S-T-I-C-A-T 11. So MysticCat11@Wix, W-I-X, site, site.com. You could also email me at the same address, MysticCat11@gmx.com, or you could call me at 540-294-5193 if you'd like to. I've been a medium for a very long time. I've just recently started to read more openly, and I've been like this my entire life. It just comes naturally to me, and it continues to evolve constantly. It's an amazing thing to me. It really, really is. And I hope
okay.
I can help a lot of people with it.
All right, beautiful. Okay, Bonnie, we're going to go with you for the next caller here. 501, Arkansas. Can we get your first name?
Hi, it's Lamarla.
Lamarla, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. What can I help
good.
You with?
Okay, I have a question. So I have a business, energy healing and life coaching outside of my full-time job. And I've been really low on visibility, and I have got a fire in my spirit, and I've got all these small offers and visibility and offering a lot of free content plans for starting in February today. So it's all the way through April just to get myself out there. I just want to know, how do you think it'll go?
I think it's going to go very well. In fact, while you were saying that, I'm hearing in my ear over here, because I'm clairaudient, so I'm hearing in this other ear from your people that that you are going to have doors just open for you, and because you have this energy and you've already asked the universe to help you with it, and you have faith that it will happen, mm-hmm. And they want me to tell you, though, the things that you're not supposed to do, Okay.
They will be difficult. In other words, if there's an event or something that you're not supposed to do, because you want to do everything,
mm-hmm.
but they're saying you can be a little bit more particular. They don't want you to jump into everything. They want you to look at it first and then decide and follow your intuition about, is this something you should do or not? So that was a weird kind of a message that I just got from my right ear for you, which is, don't jump in too quick. Really read everything and be careful what you choose to do. But I also see you, like, speaking or teaching what you've learned.
I love to do that, yes.
Yes, especially in the healing aspect. I can see you with students, and also, like, you're very inspirational to some people. You've been told that already. I don't have to tell you that. You know that already. And that's what they would like you to do. They're very excited about the whole thing, by the way, all of the angels, people that help you do what you do. But
I've been lurking around for a long time and dragging my feet, so I'm overdue. So, yeah, thank you.
Well, no, it's all in alignment. You're doing it when it's the right time, right place, right space.
Right.
But I see it actually beyond the period of time that you set yourself up for. I see it going on. More things will – it's kind of like a snowball. It's going to pick up on in through summer into next fall. And, honestly, I don't usually get times, and they don't get them very well, but that's what I'm saying. I'm saying just kind of pick up for you. And they want you just to be, you know, selective as to the things that you do when you do them. That's it. That's the only thing. They would like you to be selective. They don't want you to spread yourself too thin. I think that's what it is. Because you can wear, you've got so much energy, you wear yourself out sometimes. And you know that too. I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. So there we go. So just keep yourself grounded and listen to your intuition. And they do try to talk to you.
Okay.
So when you feel like, you know, you're being talked to, you are. Okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
All right. Great reading there. You ready to go, Lamorla? Take off.
Man, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Take care, Lamorla. Good hearing
thank
from you.
You too.
All righty. All righty. That was great. All right. Well, we're going to go back up top here with Barbara. Barbara, are you there?
Yes. I'm sitting here.
Okay. Just to the callers there, we have open lines, so you can call in 347-884-8245. Now, on this next call, we're going to go ahead and start with Barbara, but Carol and Bonnie, we're going to go to you too, since we have a little extra time here. And So ladies, be ready, and let's go to 352. Florida, can we get your first name?
Hi, Michael. This is Cindy. How are you doing?
Hey, Cindy. You're with Reverend Barbara.
Hi, Reverend Barbara. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you? Nice and warm down there, I bet.
Yes, it is. Nights are a little cool right now, but, yeah, we keep jumping around. It's freezing,
well,
and then it's hot, and then it's freezing, and then it's comfortable.
It's better than it is where I'm at.
I believe
what's your question, what's your question, dear?
Friday, this morning, I had a telephone hearing, and it was my ex's attorney, and the judge, even though he filed, he lied and he filed, you know, false paperwork, and I filed documentation to prove it was false, the judge still ordered in his favor because I don't have an attorney now. To represent me, but he kind of took advantage of it and jumped in and requested a hearing in less than 24 hours by phone. So what she did was grant an order. He's supposed to have been coming to my house and retrieving the rest of his belongings for 8 months, and I have a restraining order against him, and he's supposed to bring a deputy. All his things are packed and behind the house. So he wanted to come in the house to harass me. So there's nothing for him to come in the house for. So they went and got a court order saying he's allowed to come in the house and bring whoever he wants with him with the deputy and videotape everything in my house while they're walking through it, which is a total violation of my privacy, to go through my things instead of unpacking or good looking, you know, all his things are all packed up and out in the storage building. So they said he's not required to unpack his things and look to see, make sure they're in there, but he's got permission to come in the house and go through your things, which is the state attorney, every law enforcement official said there's no way the judge is going to order that. We do not allow that when there's an injunction in place. But that's what has happened. So he's supposed to come Friday at noon. Do you see him following through and actually coming Friday at noon and getting his things out of here? And this being done?
Yes, I do. But I don't know if it'll be just at noon. I feel like it'll be a little bit later. And I feel like he's going to make some sort of an excuse. Does he work all day?
He doesn't work at all. He stays drunk in the bar 7 days a week.
Okay.
He's retired, and he's an alcoholic.
Okay. And he'll be there, and he'll probably be drunk and fall up the stairs or down the stairs or something and do something to make it very distasteful for you. But you're going to have somebody there to protect you, so it'll be all right.
Well, he's required to have a deputy come with him to supervise because there is an injunction for protection in place?
Yes. Yes.
So, but he just got permission from a judge to override another judge's order that said he could not come in here. This judge overrode it for his attorney, because they're friends, really is what happened, and to allow him to come in and go through the house and through my things. And he has bugged the house before and put microphones and recording devices and knew everything I was doing, and I'm trying to leave where he doesn't know where I am. So that will give him access to the house and my belongings.
Do you have an attorney?
I was just going to say that.
No,
I had an attorney.
I had an attorney, and she was playing games with his attorney. Told me she was playing legal games, but they were both representing my ex-boyfriend. Basically, she had made a deal. I've been told that they're in a personal relationship, and I don't know if that's true. I have.
Well, you can't get into that. That's nothing to do with you, dear. You just have
well,
to think about where you
well,
are at.
I don't care about that. What I'm saying is, I had to fire my attorney in court. She was not representing me. She was.
Sure. Okay. So you do
not
have an attorney
now. Not helping me to get the permanent injunction. So now I'm without an attorney.
Okay. Can you get another attorney, maybe?
No, I don't have the money to hire another attorney, and she was with Free Legal Service, the Free Legal Aid office up here, but the judge suggested I fire her in court, and I did.
Yeah.
So, but that left me without an attorney, but, you know, this should be coming to a close where I won't need an attorney, because she wasn't acting in my interest.
If you've got one from the state, before and it was fired, you can get another one. Have you tried?
I haven't tried.
You're in a very delicate place right now. You have to realize you just can't go by what you say. You're going against the laws of the state. And he has the preference over it because he's the one who's got an attorney. But the state will give you an attorney.
I agree with Barbara. I think you need to go back to the state and get another attorney. I agree with her. And I think it should be a male attorney because I see a male with you.
Yeah.
I agree,
I
too.
I do, too.
Definitely, yes, that. I think it's very important. In other words, you can talk about this until you're blue in the face, but the one that's going to best represent you is not you. It's going to be somebody who's familiar with the law, and I'm sure legal aid can get you, you know, can get you somebody else. I'd love to know his birthday. What's his birthday?
Who are you asking me about? Whose birthday? My ex-boyfriend?
Yeah.
July 11th, 1956.
July 11th, 56. Because we're just, I mean, practically speaking, just logically, you need somebody July 11, 1956. You need somebody who knows the law, you know? And that's why there's an attorney there, you know? That's why we hire accountants. We don't know all of the ramifications. All right, so July 11, 1956, well, he's very moody. He's all over the place. His Mars is in Pisces with the Cancer, so he can easily be an alcoholic or drugs or both. And his energy is all over the place. But the key here is I would say he's very stubborn and he's not going to stop. So
and
because of that type of
answer, because we have to keep these a little bit shorter, girls, in answer, okay, you need an attorney. It's not what we think. We can say it, but if you're not there and you're not, and this is all about you, you have to think of your safety here. That's the most important thing.
Yeah, we can't give law advice either. So what the ladies are saying are 100% correct. So we've got to get to the next call here, Cindy, but we hope that helps.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's say prayers for you. And I know she's been dealing with that for quite a while. And it's, you know, ladies, it's too bad. You know, I've been married almost 30 years. So I don't know about difficulty. It's my only marriage. So I don't know any of these, and I'm glad I don't. But it's amazing how once, you know, a couple was in love and then it can get this bad. It amazes me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing. Totally amazing.
Younger people nowadays will not stay married. They won't take it. They just get up and say, that's it. When the old days, my days, if you didn't stay married, there was something wrong with you. You wouldn't dare get a divorce. But it's a different world now. It's caused a lot of friction in this world between many, many people. And that's what's going on in the world. We have to learn how to work in peace.
Right. No, that's true, Barbara. But my philosophy is that divorce is okay. You know, that sometimes a marriage is an overtime. And because there might be too much loyalty for the sake of it. And it's okay to have a divorce. When the souls have finished their business, so to speak, their contract, then it's over. Then you move on.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. We're not saying any of this about the, you know, the previous caller at all. We're talking in general.
No,
and I think it's twofold. I think it's one is, like you say, Barbara, in the older days, couples worked things out. If they at all possibly can, they worked things out. And I think the second thing is that nowadays this new generation is too quick to go into a long relationship or go into a marriage. And instead of dating the person for a while, you know, get over the so-called honeymoon too and see how that person is. Get over the, you know, like the dating part. You know, the dating part, everybody's on their best behavior, of course. Get past that and see how they really are. So.
Well, I would say. Go ahead, Gwenny.
Well, I would say, you know, we get so many calls. I need a boyfriend. If they would just look at themselves first, then they would really know what they need, and they wouldn't get into bad relationships because they would know themselves well enough that that would be less of a problem, you know?
That's right. It's not an easy world anymore. Not that it ever has been, probably anyway. But the world is moving very, very fast now, because the world itself is spinning very fast.
Mm-hmm.
So time is moving so quickly that you can't keep up with it.
And I think it's important. Maybe in the olden days, it was they created much more of a friendship, a foundation. Study the character of the person. I think you can know what you need, but then again, there's no guarantee that who you are with will work out. So I think physical intimacy.
That's the chance you take.
should it be curtailed as much as possible until you totally know the person? Because of the many callers of women, once they start that, it creates also a lot of emotional confusion.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
Rip people's hearts out.
This will blow everybody away, but true story is, my mother-in-law, who is 80, she's been married 8 times. Eight times.
Wow.
Some were only for a couple of weeks.
What's her birth sign?
When is her... her birthday is January 1st. What's that called?
It's Capricorn.
Okay.
They're all in their head. They think.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
It depends. You've got to look at the whole person.
They analyze a lot of things.
She just never wanted to be alone, so she just hopped into marriages so quickly.
Yeah.
Just didn't want to be alone.
But I understand that. I've been married 4 times myself, but they've all died. So they call me the Black Widow now.
Black Widow.
No, so nobody will marry me because they don't want to believe in the
Barbara, are you giving them like a little drink each night? Maybe a little
before
they go to bed. Take this, honey. It'll make you better.
You never know. You never know.
That's cute.
I was married 34 years, and in the real world, being an accountant and working out in the business world and ran big companies and so forth. And then one day I just had it with my boss and told him to take this job and you know what you can do with it. And I left and went home to my husband and said, I just quit my job. And he said, why? I said, I don't know, but I got to go away for a week or so up to camp. And I went away for 2 weeks, and when I came back, I decided I was going to open my own business.
Good for you.
At 54.
Mm-hmm.
That's
how great.
Old I was. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I say, you're never too old to do what you want in life.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you know, Barbara, there's no such thing as time in God's world. It's the processes that we go through, and each process maybe we can label as a time, but it certainly has nothing to do with a month, date, or year.
No, not at all. Because
no.
If you knew me and saw me, you would never even think I was 81 years old.
Mm-hmm. God bless you.
I look like I'm about 60.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
I know that from working with you, being on the shows for all these years. You haven't aged a bit.
And I never will. I never will. I say to my kids, the last thing, when you put me in the coffin and you shut the door, I'm going to push up the coffin and say, wait a minute, one more thing.
That's cute. It's great, Barbara. That's great.
It's fun games, but I'm serious.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you are. we're going to go to the next call, but that song, Take This Job and Shove It, reminded me of when I was, my first job I had, I was still in high school and I was working at Kmart. And we had a Christmas party, and, you know, I was only 16, so I wasn't thinking too much. And I went up to the band leader, and I said, would you play Take This Job and Shove It? And he played it, and all the management was so pissed and trying to find out who requested that song.
And they never found out, right?
No, they didn't.
Lucky you.
Yeah, I know. That was many, many moons ago. Let's go next to 480. Welcome to the show, Arizona. Can we get your first name?
Hi, yeah, this is Michael. and such an appropriate topic because I'm calling to find out about, you know, I'm looking to get out of my job and more into my career mode on a couple things. So I would love to be able to tell them to take this job and shove it. So apropos.
Yeah. Who's next, ladies?
You know, I forgot.
I think it's Carol.
Me.
Okay,
yeah, Carol. Yeah, I can't remember.
Okay.
Go ahead, Carol.
So you had a question?
Yeah, the question is, I am working on a couple things,
right?
And I'm looking to get out of the job as quickly as possible with those other couple of things paying off, and I just kind of was curious on sooner, later, some type of reference in regards to when you might see that happening.
Okay, I know what you're saying. All right, so right now you're working to meet ends meet, so to speak, and you want to follow your passion, right?
Yes.
Right. Yeah, got it. And Mr. In what's your birthday?
5/29/70.
5/29/70. So let's see what's going on with you. 5/29/70. Okay, got it. Wow, you have a very, very active mind. Very active mind, right? You're always thinking here. And you have a sensitivity to you as well. So you would need a job definitely that's all passion-oriented, you know? That's all about you, because I don't think you like to be in a box. So you need a lot of freedom, you know, with whatever you're going to be in. And I feel the movement is going forward with that. Energy is such that. Your energy always needs to go forward. It doesn't like to be in a box or get stuck. So I would say in the next few months you're going to have something that you really love to do. You're also very good with words. Do you do any words, market, anything like that?
One of the projects is going to have a real big sales influence.
Got
on it. With
you
a
know,
partner.
Yes. Yeah, well, you're good with words. There's no question about it. So this looks very promising for you, and what I'm picking up is that you really have your own mind, and you're not going to let anybody take away your own spirit, and just from your energy with the phone call, you're totally going to go forward and attaining exactly what you want, because you also have strong intuition.
Yeah, that's actually the other project.
Okay, oh, how interesting.
So I'm kind of in two different worlds in regards to business and the spirituality.
Beautiful. Well, you have the Venus is in Cancer, so you got to be intuitive, you know.
Yep.
And then the spiritual. But the spirit, did you ever write? You might write. You might use your writing ability, your words, also with your spirituality in combination.
Yes, and actually I do some automatic writing.
Okay, so you know the whole story. That's what I do as well, and it's a great tool. It's a great tool. I'm in Arizona, so anytime you want a private reading, I'd love to read for you. I'm 718-637-3203 because you have a great energy, really great energy, and automatic writing. I don't know if the listeners know about it. I'm not going to go into it now because of the timing, but it can be extremely helpful tool for inward reflection as well as contacting spirit world.
Yes, I agree.
Right? Yes.
I agree.
Well, thank you for calling, really.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay, thanks for your call there, Mike. And again, we have open lines, listeners, if you want to call on in, 347-884-8245. I think... let's see here. And then just press the 1 on your phone. And let's start here with Barbara, if you want to go ahead and give out your contact information.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. AngelicaOfTheAngels.com, that's my website.
It's at 192 Essex Street in Salem, Massachusetts, 978-745-9355. My email is angelicaofsalem@aol.com.
Okay, thank you. Carol?
And my name is Carol Adams, and you're more than welcome to email me about anything, you know, a question or a comment. And it's intuitivecarol@gmail.com. My phone number is 718-637-3203. And my website is theawakeningoffriendship.com. It's basically because I wrote the book, The Awakening of Friendship. And I'd love to hear from you.
Okay. This came back from the screen room. Bonnie?
Yeah, I'm. You can email me at mysticcat11, which is all one word, at gmx.com, or go to my website at mysticcat11.wixsite.com, or you can call me at 540-294-5193.
Okay, and so let's go here for Bonnie this time, and let's bring in Patricia from Ohio.
Hi, Patricia.
Hello. Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
How are you? What can I do for you tonight?
I'm good. I'd like to really have clarity on my life's missions, work, all the components, and how I'm to use it. I believe and feel it involves energy, healing, music, you know, songwriting, composing, sound healing.
I just got this. It was the sound healing. It's supposed to be the sound healing. It is. And you've put this off for way too long, I think. They've been waiting. I mean, the angels that work with you have been waiting for you to decide that you wanted to do this in earnest. You've always done it some, but they want to help you do this in earnest. And I also got the word when you were asking the question, I heard the word faith. So you must have a very strong spiritual background, maybe not religious, but you've got a very strong spiritual background that could really, that it grounds you, but it also can help a lot of people. But your energy work is very good, but the sound healing will set you apart from other people. Apparently in your area there must be a lot of people who do similar things, but the sound healing could get you noticed. Does that help you at all?
Yes. Yes. Is it using percussion instruments like a shamanic drum or a djembe drum or a rattle or maybe acoustic guitar as well as my voice chanting?
This feels more like your voice chanting. It feels more like it's done, and also I'm hearing like tuning forks. Do you have tuning forks that you use in like your Reiki practice or something?
No, I don't. I am a Yasui Reiki 2 practitioner, and
try some tuning forks, because I understand that sometimes tuning forks, the sound. Something about the way the sound is, when you use it with Reiki energy, it can really promote, you know, emotional, physical, mental well-being, everything that Reiki is supposed to do, you know, it helps that. But I hear your voice. The other shamanic practices probably play into that somewhere, but it's the sound of your voice that I'm hearing. If that helps you at all. But I think
it
this
does.
Is something you're supposed to be doing, and you're very talented. You could do a whole lot of things. You're very, very talented, but I think you'll get noticed for your sound healing. And I think you, I think that also you channel energy very, very well. And because you're very good at doing that, I feel like, it's hard to put this into words, but I feel like you have a lot of energy that you draw down through you and you just channel it right out, and you do it very, very well. So either with your Reiki or with your sauna, but I think the combination of the two of those, and look into things like the singing bowls and the tuning forks and see if that doesn't open another door for you, because I think it could.
Okay. Am I starting? Should I start on a local level here? I have tried with the Reiki and there's been resistance. Or should I just start thinking of automating and just reach a more global people, serving them?
Is there a town that's bigger than where you are that's nearby? Because I see a bigger place than where you are. Is there some place that's more cosmopolitan that you can get to within driving distance? Because that could be the first place to go. But you could also do, you know, internet. But really, with energy work like you do it, you probably need to do it in person.
Right, right.
Maybe one of the other two ladies have something to add here. But I think you could find the right pocket of people. You just have to maybe go outside of your immediate area to do it.
Okay. All right.
And Bonnie, I agree. I was saying the same exact thing for her also, because I do my healing in my classes with crystal singing bowls, and that's what you're talking about. And I use the tuning forks with them because it's the vibration that's going to
right.
do the healing work. So if you, even if you just during the healing session, you took one singing bowl and put a vibration in it, which is very simple to do, because I do that, and you can get them in all different tones, and going by the tone of what chakra you want to bring in the vibration for, you can do it with the singing bowls. I've got 10 of them, and they're magnificent.
Wow.
Oh, they're magnificent.
I love those. Yeah, they're beautiful things.
But they do... I use it in my meditation classes, and it raises the energy in my classes so high that you can actually see the energy, because we do it in the dark, and it works so well. And then with the tuning forks, what I do is I'll like wrap them on my leg or on my arm or something and put them right by their ear while they're going into meditation to bring them in even deeper. And you can do an awful lot with the simplest of things.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
So you got that from somebody who knows how to do those things. So that's a good, that's great. That was wonderful.
All right.
Good luck on your journey.
Thank you very much.
Just do it. Just don't say I can do it. Just start a meditation class. Do something that's going to bring them in. Do free Reiki to get the students and stuff like that. You know, you're going to have to market yourself, because you're in an area where even advertising is not going to work. I wanted to do readings on all the time. And that's
right.
why I started my own business, so that I could do readings all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
You just get a store, a little small one, and just start it up. You can do it. If I can do it, you can do it.
Yes, yes.
And I'm still doing it.
Yes.
That's the joy of it. This is a wonderful, wonderful gift that we all get, that can take us up into the higher realms, and we have to share it with everything out there. It's a wonderful thing to bring this show on, that we can all get to know each other as well as we are now.
Yes, it is. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. I find all of you very inspirational, so it's wonderful.
Yeah, you fit right in.
That's great.
He sure does. Well, ladies, that's going to do it for another week here. So,
yeah,
great show.
Worked out okay. We got a few of them.
Yeah, worked out good. We had a good lot of fun. Good connection. So, all right, we'll see you, Barbara,
okay,
Carol, Bonnie.
Thank you. Have a nice weekend. Bye, girls.
Good night, everybody.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
All right. That was great. Okay, everybody, coming up next, Lisa Zayas will be coming on, psychic medium, taking your phone calls. Call back in then, because this show here is going to end now. Thank you.